All right, you guys want to introduce yourselves?
Go ahead.
I'm James Irvin Berry, comedian James Irvin Berry.
And I'm Julie Scoggins.
Right.
Comedian Julie Scoggins.
You're not a doctor?
No, but I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express. I play one on TV.
What are some of your accolades? What do you, you're on Sirius, right?
Mm-hmm. XM, Blue Collar.
XM.
Well, it's all the same thing now.
Satellite.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love me some
better
satellite.
Than cable, right?
And I'm on a syndicated radio show that is based in Charlotte, North Carolina, but I don't believe it's has an affiliate here.
Right.
But it is the John Boy and Billy Show. They're real NASCAR oriented, very southern, but they're in like 140 something markets, whatever. But it's mostly southeast. And then I too, like James, have been on Bob and Tom.
That seems that's a big one. A lot of guys.
Well, comics is their pretty much what they're about.
Yeah.
You know, they are a, I mean, without the comics, they're pretty funny guys too. But you know, let's face it, we make their job an awful lot easier.
Yeah. And the thing is, they're good at what they do.
They are.
They make it. I mean.
They set you up. They tee you up
very well.
And then let you
very
hit.
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very well. It's like a. It's always like I always look forward to. Like I cross my fingers every time I'm in the area. That, you know, I'll be able to get on the show because it's always fun.
It's nice when you got a carte blanche. Huh?
So do you think they write for that specifically? And you said they set you up. You think they?
Well, I mean, because basically we have to go in with our material and
we give them set up points sometimes.
Yeah,
we give them a list of leads.
Yeah.
A good radio interview would.
Yeah,
you know,
they will ask, yeah. But in their case, it kind of, for the most part, they want, like, lead-ins. But what they don't like is they don't like for you to force your joke.
Yeah.
Like if they're talking about something related to a joke and they don't come to you and you just go, yeah, because blah, 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 and you kind of interrupt it, they pretty much have it established how the flow of it is.
Right, yeah.
Sounds
so,
like something I do.
But I know, I mean, and most guys will, but I've been there literally.
It's a nervous mistake. I could see it being a nervous mistake.
I've been there literally where I've been there enough times where, like, they remember. I've been there enough where they remember. Like stuff I told them the last time I was here, it could be like a year. And they'd be like, hey, so James, how's everything going with this such and such? And they remember like all of the stuff. So really, I don't even have to go in with a long set list because usually they're just going to ask me for an update. Like, so what have you been doing since blah, 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 blah? And they usually remember it. So they're really, I mean, they watch the videos. Like they're really keyed into the comics. Yeah.
Well, it's their job.
Yeah. But they take it seriously.
How do you guys initiate yourselves in there? Like, is there a waiting list to get on the Bob and Tom show? Or
because
you
said,
you said you cross your fingers.
If you work the clubs in Indianapolis,
that's where it's based.
That's where they are.
Yeah.
And so when you go to work at the club, you know, then the club manager will usually line it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, especially if she thinks you will fit well with what they do.
Yeah.
There's some people who just, you know, there's just not going to be a good fit. Like, some people are very, they're funny on stage, but they, like, let's say they have a lot of facial expressions and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, on the air, sometimes your jokes with the facial expressions is not going to work.
Right.
We're
all blind people. Oh, yeah, I had that twins.
Because James has a joke. For the listeners, James has a joke about performing.
Right.
All blind.
For all
group.
Blind people, yeah. But
it's,
I mean,
funny, too.
But it's like one of those, you know, some people don't translate. But in my case, she was like, I think they're going to like you. So then what happened was they liked me, and then they would email me and say, can you come in a day early to do the show? So then that was real complimentary.
Mm-hmm, that's nice.
Yeah, because that means that they, you know, like, oh, well, let's
and they're
you.
On TV. They have a camera in there now. Don't they have a
anymore.
Webcam?
They have one on WG in America. I was on it. That's how I was on WG in America.
Bob and Tom used to be on TV, on cable.
It used to be on WG in America. And,
No, you're fine. No. I'm sorry.
And they stopped. I think they said happened was somebody bought WGN, and they didn't. And I guess they didn't, I don't know if they didn't want to do the camera
thing. Oh, okay. Because
you know,
I used to watch it late night in the hotel.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
I would turn that on, and I'd be like, I know that dude.
Yeah,
you know?
they don't have
that's
it.
That's not
anymore.
What I would watch late night in the hotel.
Yeah, they don't have it anymore. But it was fun. It was weird seeing yourself on TV.
Yeah,
because it's like,
imagine.
Damn! Oh, really? I'm that fat? Wow!
I say the same thing.
Damn,
what do they say? The camera adds 20 pounds.
Man, something like that. I'm like, ooh, I need to lose at least 10 cameras. Oh my God.
I'm a scrawny dude, and I look beautiful when I get on camera.
No, it just levels you right out.
Yeah,
exactly. Plugs you up.
It doesn't me at all.
I had a silly question. Maybe you guys can play with it. Okay, like, I'm a stock boy, right? And the tools of the trade for a stock boy are like a box knife, right? Some pallets, forklifts.
Pallet jack.
Right, exciting stuff like that. What are the tools to trade for a comedian?
Ooh. I'll let you start with that one.
You can get as fucked up as you want.
Weed.
Weed. Doritos, then, right?
She started with weed.
Yeah.
Tools for the trade.
You set the bar too high. Where are you going to go from weed?
I know, right?
Welcome to Wichita, Kansas.
Tools of the trade. What would you say the tools of the trade would be?
From
an ability to read and to understand human psychology on a crowd level.
Sounds like
that's a tool. That's a tool you need.
I would say that. I would say that.
You need to be able to be intuitive of what is who's in here and what they care about.
Yeah.
How with that, me personally, it's been like 2 months I've been doing open mics.
Wow, you're good then for 2 months.
No. Thank you.
I mean, really.
All right. I've
you can turn it back on now.
I don't know what to say. But so like I've got I don't know, probably 10 minutes, maybe 15 minutes of material. But when I walk in, there's basically two nights. It's young drunk night or blue collar night. And my dick jokes are not going to work.
I thought he was going to say old drunk night.
Sometimes
I think those are pretty much all the same. I think those are probably mutually exclusive a lot of
times. Well, it's just difficult when like obviously you guys probably have quite a book to pull from. How do you if I walk in and I see, you know, is that just putting time in, or I mean writing more? Because when I walk in and I see a bunch of old Southern, you know, Baptists, they're not going to want to hear my dick jokes, my gay jokes. They don't like any of it. I mean, maybe if they've had it.
But you commit to it.
And just
you got to be
more
you.
Confidence than changing
it's,
for the
yes.
crowd. Yeah.
Most definitely.
Yeah. You commit to it, and if you know it's funny, then you make all the people that are younger laugh, and then they'll just be the ones that are left out if they can't get on board. But don't worry about pockets of people that don't get you.
Right.
Because the longer you are at this, and the longer, and when people, you begin to make waves and people know who you are, your people will come to see you.
Yeah.
So you don't worry about adapting to.
I do look
Does
at,
that mean?
I don't mean to be a hypocrite, because I do look at who's in here.
Right.
But I just draw from what all I have to talk about based on who's in here.
Does that mean if I'm
versus,
a lonely guy, I'll make friends in comedy and they'll come see me?
It's very well possible. I mean, I look at it this way, like.
I know I sound hypocritical.
No.
I mean, to me, what you're talking about is more like observation. Like to me, you don't necessarily change who you are. You have the same persona off stage and on stage, regardless of who's in the audience.
You just choose what you're going to talk about and share with them.
Yeah.
If you met these people at a party and you were going to go up and talk to them about something, there's some subjects that you would probably approach first, and others that maybe might be better left in your hip pocket just because of who's here.
Right.
Doesn't mean you changed who you were.
Right.
It just means you chose how to relate best. You know, when you're at a cocktail party, you want to say, "Hey, how's it going?
Yeah.
Oh, where'd you go to school? Whatever."
Right.
Yeah. I can agree with that. I really don't adjust. I'm in a different kind of category because I don't have anything that most people will find offensive. What would be considered edgy for me would not be edgy for, let's say, the average comic who wants to be on the edge. So, because I don't really curse on stage, mainly because I don't curse off stage.
Right.
So there's like some guys like, man, you know, I gotta rewrite this joke. It's hard for me to work clean. I'm like, well, I don't do a lot of cursing off stage, so it's not a big deal.
But the situations he talks about are very adult.
Exactly.
Yeah. Are very adult,
yes,
but
yes.
They're
Dimebag Bag University.
Yeah, it's done in such a way.
In a smart way.
Where you had all old, young.
Yeah,
old,
but so in my case, I know that when I walk into a room, that it's going to be people in different age brackets or whatever.
Right.
So I just talk about the same stuff I talk about with my family, which I agree with her statement. It's like who you're talking to. But I also think that you can have a lot of leeway once you've established who you are.
And they like you and trust you. And they like you
and trust you. Then I think that you can pretty much go anywhere. And you also have to keep in mind, there's some stuff that she talks about that if I did the joke, not even her joke, but that topic, it probably wouldn't get the same laugh. But then there's stuff that I can talk about that right. somebody else who's edgier, you know, like I do a joke about when I was in the sixth grade, I tried to get into the special ed class. It's a true story. Because they were having more fun than we were in our classes. And so in Milwaukee, when you would go on detention, they would put you in Mrs. Vassar's special ed class. So I talk about that. I talk about, like, you know, my going into class and seeing what they were doing and watching the kids licking batteries and all this other stuff. And sometimes you get people who will get offended because they're like, well, you're bashing retarded kids. I'm like, no, I'm telling a true story that happened that's actual documented fact. I took a test to try to get into class. I failed it, but I took a test to get into class. So for me, it's like there's guys who, if they're too edgy, it will sound like they're bashing them. I talk about liking thick girls. Well, somebody who's edgy can't get away with it because they sound like they're bashing them, even though they're saying the same thing I would be saying. So some of it is how you carry yourself, your persona, and then some of it is likability. You know, you can be like an edgy dude that's likable, but then as soon as you say something about, you know, special ed kids, now the audience is like, oh, I don't know if I'm feeling that anymore.
Right.
You know, so you almost, I mean, yeah. You do have to pay attention, but at the same time, you have to own all of it. Every joke I have, I own every single joke.
I don't back down.
I do not, I no longer back down, because there's jokes that I would do that people would, you know, my first visit to a Catholic church being a Pentecostal person. That was totally a fish out of water experience.
Right.
Well, sometimes, occasionally, somebody would be like, well, I heard what you said about the Catholic church. And they're not even listening. They assumed that I was going to bash the priest. So they just tuned me out.
They're knee-jerk so hard. When they didn't really, hear what
the only thing I said that was bad was that the communion crackers were nasty. and
all I heard was crackers.
Three times I stopped doing that joke because somebody would come up and be like, I heard what you said about the Catholic Church, and I wouldn't do the joke. And finally, one day I defended myself and said, well, what did I say that was negative? And the lady was like, well, you said this stuff. The thing that you said, you know, when you were talking.
Sounding like my wife.
Yeah, and I was like, well, what did I say that was bad? I said, ma'am, you tuned me out. The only thing that I said that was remotely bad was that the communion crackers were nasty. Would you steal communion crackers and eat them out? She was like, nope. I was like, case closed.
Grape juice, though. Grape juice is fantastic. That I would steal. It washed it down well.
Yeah.
It's got
that's a good shot. Yeah, so you have to own it. You have to be, you know, you have to, like...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if they laugh or not, you have to go what I call the 80-20 rule. 8 times out of 10, this joke gets a laugh.
Yeah.
So I'm not concerned if you don't laugh at it.
Yeah. That's right. That comes with experience and doing it for so long that there'll be a point, you know, that you'll reach that you'll start to feel like, you know, I know this is my A stuff, mm-hmm. and I know, and you'll get up there and you'll have the confidence. Also, when you do bits, I try to think a little ahead of time what my attitude is going to be about whatever I'm talking about. Do I really hate this thing? Do I really love this thing? Am I afraid of what I'm talking, you know, and try to have that really come out with your delivery instead of just stating your jokes.
Yeah.
Try to consciously become aware of what you're...
Believe it, perform it.
Your emotion is to be about the whatever you're talking about at the time. Yeah. Because, I mean, when he gets up and starts smacking ass, I mean, he starts sweating.
Right. I'm talking about thick girl. Right. Exactly.
And he really means it.
I
love it.
I felt the passion.
You could tell. Like, there's no...
I didn't have, like, a want to try thick girls until I was like, you know, that sounds... I just want to try just to do the sound effects. We do it. You know that...
And in my defense, if you smack it right, you will hear the sound difference. Trust me.
Well, hey, we got it. We got about 30 seconds, guys. Is there like anything you want to plug? Like you got a book. You got probably tour dates coming.
JulieScoggins.com. JulieScoggins.com.
And mine is Barry Funny. BerryFunny.com.
Okay. Is that cool. Twitter as well?
I'm on Twitter. James Irvin Barry. ErvinBerry. James Irvin Barry.
Julie Scoggins.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Cool.
And you can go on If you go on my Twitter page, you can find James. Yeah. And if you go on James's Twitter page, you can find me.
It's a one-stop shop.
Well, we'll send you a link, and good. You can Thank turn you. Around. And
if you have 15 more minutes, we can make this a two-parter.
We could.
I'm kidding.
We could.
I'm kidding. No, YouTube only allows us like 15 minutes to do the
video. Is that right?
Okay. You got to get in good with YouTube, and then they'll let you upload longer. But for now, we're right. restricted. It's frustrating.
Yeah. That's right. You have to get... you have to establish a certain level of professionalism.
Yeah,
you have to go to YouTube.
You could do Vimeo. It's well, that's kind of video, isn't it?
It's kind of
Vivo or
Vimeo's video.
We could. And in fact, I was thinking about bringing my laptop and maybe. I mean, I hadn't set it up yet though, but maybe at another time we have. There's what is it? Ustream, and I could just set my laptop if there's an outlet somewhere. My battery's terrible, but you can stream. Live, and I think you can record it as well. That'd be
nice.
My camera died halfway through this, so there's not going to be any video with it.
But we're still in the beginning stages.
Don't worry about it, man.
It's YouTube. We'll get better on YouTube, Stitcher, and iTunes. So apparently, apparently Stitcher's
you never heard of Stitcher?
Oh man, you gotta check it out.
What is that?
It's like a podcast hub. They've got.
Oh, okay, I heard of it's called Podbinging.
Same kind
of
thing.
Okay.
I've never heard of that.
Stitcher's is kind of a big
Podbean,
name.
Podbean, I thought it was called.
Podbean?
Yeah.
I think I may have heard of that.
It's like a bunch of different ones, but the one, the guys in Milwaukee, mkefunny.com, they kind of like the local comics. They kind of put together a website, and I think they're connected to, they have like what's called a comedy conclave. Oh, so yeah. A bunch of comics get around a table and they all just talk about, they have a different subject every week or whatever. And so they put the podcast online so people can download it.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, so it's called the comedy conclave, and they do it. I thought it was called Podbean, but
yeah we'll have to cool. check that out. Maybe that'd be another.
A bunch of different
Johnny
ones,
Beaner, look up Johnny
Beaner. Johnny Beaner. He hasn't been to one, actually. That's funny. Yeah,
I love him. I don't think he's been to one of them. He's funny.
He is hilarious.
And tall.
Yes, he is.
I like the two endearing qualities.
Yeah. Funny.
What are you trying to say about the short people?
Nothing.
I was going to say.
They got that.
right. That was a knee jerk. Yeah.
I'm just busting on him.
Knee jerk.
I'm just busting on him.
Yeah, Stan, between you two earlier, it was awkward for me.
That's funny.
I was trying to make a joke out of it. Last minute, it didn't really work out.
My husband's shorter than me. Don't worry about it. He's he says we're all the same size laying down. it's never ending.
That's funny.
I'm going to tell my wife that next time.
We're all the same size laying down.
That's what he says. Hey, girl, we all the same size laying down.
That's the perfect way to end this. But, you were following us on which to tell real, and then,
yes.
Yeah, you ought to look us up.
Oh, that's what
we
should tell real was?
Okay.
That was a shameless plug, by the way. I don't even think there was a joke written for that. I think you just threw it out there just to say it.
Brilliantly woven in.
Which one?
Just to say which tell real.
Oh, I really did. I was like, I got to get it out there.
It was shameless.
And I felt like I sold out, so. But, yeah. Yeah, we'll have to... Like connect with you if every social media you got a MySpace still like an old one
Friendster?
We could go for that.
I just updated my. I have to redo my whole website and I have Twitter, I have Facebook, Google+, LinkedIn.
Google+ is like
and
ahead
YouTube.
Of your time. That's not even caught on yet.
Yeah.
But LinkedIn, I've heard about LinkedIn, but I've never looked into it.
You know what it is? It's basically. Technically, it's basically Facebook, but it's professional.
Yeah.
So if you create a LinkedIn page, you know, like I have a LinkedIn page. So if I connect with you, then you can write a recommendation for me, or you can go and you can click on you can endorse me, which means you see me do comedy. So you can click on stand-up comedy. You can click on comedy writing. So you basically are telling other people like this person is legit in this, but it's basically for business. So you can't be like. Posting pictures like, hey, this is my favorite cake. You know, you can't be like doing that kind of crap because it's really supposed to be for like.
James really does post pictures of his favorite cake.
I do.
On LinkedIn?
On Facebook.
I was going to say they're not allowed
all
on Facebook.
Food, man. Anything I could.
They get censored on, they get reported on Facebook. Your favorite
not
cake.
Cake.
The only thing that gets on my nerves with Facebook,
not cake.
The only thing that gets on my nerves is they can't decipher between somebody spamming. And somebody being popular. Yeah. And what I mean is, I did this thing on Facebook and I posted. I was like, anybody who wants a free DVD of James Irvin Berry? Like 80 people responded. So I said, if you get 20 of your friends to add me on Facebook, I'll send you a free DVD. Okay? So people started sending their friends to me. So I started clicking them, and I'm thinking I'm accepting them.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I get this message saying you are banned from accepting friend requests for the next 30 days. I'm like, what the heck is going on with this? So it turns out they don't know the difference between you suggesting my page, which is what I told everybody to do. I said, suggest my page to your friends.
It was just too much. It was abnormal activity.
It comes up to me. It comes up on my page as a friend request. Even though it says suggested by this person, they say, well, it's still a friend request. So instead of those people suggesting me, they have to tell their friends to add me, so it comes up as a confirm. As long as it comes up as a confirm, I can click as many confirms that come up on my box.
Because
they initiated. So now I have like 100 something people that are waiting for me to click the add request so they can win a DVD. And I'm like, you guys got to tell them to add me. Because I didn't even know. Like, I had no idea that that was an issue.
We should send this audio to Mark Zuckerberg.
We should. Yeah. Have him fix it. Because literally they were like, oh, like, and every time it's something like they changed it to where initially when you got an email on Facebook, it was just an email. And then whatever your chat was separately. Well, you can send people like a bunch of emails. But now since it's combined, that reduces the amount of basically feedback you can give. So now when you're sending out emails or chats, now they see that as you're spamming because now you're hitting so many people in a certain time. And I'm like, well, I literally said, I called Facebook when I got that 30-day thing. I called them. I said, let me ask you a question. I was like, you don't think it's a contradiction for you to tell me that I should socially network and that when people suggest my page to their friends, you tell me I'm on probation for 30 days.
Stop socially networking. Yeah, what's
like
wrong
that,
with
that makes absolutely no sense.
Especially, that's a joke, man.
Especially since right I'm not initiating it, they're sending them to me.
You've like, reached the whore level.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
And they have said,
yep.
Really?
Yeah. Be a social butterfly. You're a whore.
Stop. Right. There's a line.
Open
that you
the
have
fire
to
door,
stop.
Buddy. The alarms are going off.
You have to stop just short of.
Yeah.
Level.
Stop sucking digital dick. You know?
Yeah. Now, I was like, well, there, because you can see it on my page. You can see suggested by.
Right. I don't know why they don't make
yeah.
it.
Yeah. So I'm like, and the guy literally said, there's a counter. He said, there's a counter. Every page has a counter.
Well, you need to fire that sumbitch.
When you, kind of like, it's like an automatic counter on your account. And when you add,
that's not American, by the way.
If not enough people accept you in a certain time frame that you're sending requests out, then that's when they start doing like you're banned for a day, you're banned for a week, you're banned for.
Skipped the 30 days.
That's a good idea.
That's impressive.
Yeah, I almost considered shutting down an account, starting from scratch, and just getting everybody on there.
Yeah. That's a good idea, though. In the jiu-jitsu community, when a company first starts, the big thing to do is a gear giveaway, and that's how they get fans, and that's a Kickstarter for them.
Yeah.
And I've thought about like my mother owns a bar, just like, you know, free bottle of Jaeger for, you know,
or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Like.
Yeah.
That's probably excessive, but yeah. For
I don't know how many
for
people
the next
sold
20 subscribers or whatever.
I know for sure I have now 2,000.
Yeah.
People subscribe.
Well, you
I know,
just gotta buy it.
I know it was a thousand something.
That's
before,
the problem.
Put in money to
before
to
it was a thousand something. So so I have other people who are still trying to win.
Yeah.
And so I'll just let them keep going until because I mean it's like, well, it's not hurting me to give you a DVD.
Right.
I mean, it's not like I'm giving you an hour set for free. So yeah, I mean, there's gonna be a certain time frame. You know what I mean? That I do it, but I figured why not try?
Making DVDs and CDs of your material's pretty easy and pretty cheap, I'd imagine, too.
So it's like,
you would be amazed at how hard it is to get a decent recording.
Now that's the
problem. We're learning.
Oh, my God.
The duplication of it is one thing.
The duplication and
the
cover
the recording
design
says,
and the graphic arts
oh, my God.
Nothing.
Oh, my God.
Getting the actual... Yeah. You can have the best set of your life and a server will have kicked the tripod.
Yep.
And you will be looking at the ceiling the entire set.
Yeah.
When you play
I've
it back.
I've done it with my camera.
It doesn't matter so much. It seems like every time you think this is going to be
the killer,
the best recording ever,
You have got to hire somebody to do it properly.
Well,
and even then, you're not even guaranteed. I have paid for people to do DVDs and three cameras in Appleton, ironically.
Yeah.
Because that's such a great room up there in Wisconsin near where he lives.
Mm-hmm.
It's acoustically great.
Yeah.
Ceilings are low. I mean, it's a perfect room, but then they rented one camera and came in with two that they owned, and the one they rented was far better, far superior to the other two.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's hard to get good sound. You need crowd mics in the room. See there hanging? Isn't that what that is? Or is that a camera? Are those mics?
I don't even know.
Those don't look like mics. Those look like decorations.
Yeah.
I thought
those were like leftover from Halloween. Like,
honestly,
like,
yeah.
Look at our tiny coffins.
You know what? No, that's a rat that got.
Yeah, it's real difficult. And what you have to do.
I think it's a no pest strip.
That's possible. And, I mean, it has a shape. Because basically.
That could be a microphone. That really could be.
You think so?
It's the government.
Because when I talk.
There's just.
When I talked to them earlier, I asked them if anybody's recording here, and they said that the person brought in their mics, their crowd mics.
I bet it does that right there.
I didn't hear it on the television.
Maybe it doesn't work.
No, that's possible.
It's got cobwebs all over it.
Because, I mean, technically.
That's a microphone. Look at it. That's a microphone.
Yeah.
I hope it is, but when I talked to them in the back, they said that they didn't have any crowd mics.
Radio Shack on it.
It's a crowd mic. that's a determinative.
But that really is when it's best. Is when you have a club that's set up to record.
Yeah, like my home club. I tried to get my home club to set it up. I said, look, man. I'm like, you got low ceilings. I was like, the size of this room is perfect for comedy. I'm like, all you have to do is you could easily put two mics in for the crowd and just keep it the way they have it. And they just don't want to be bothered. And I'm like, you realize you could, because you could charge comics $25. A comic will pay $25 if they know that they're going to get a great recording.
If the word got around that it really was good and it was like HD, they could.
Everybody would be trying to get in there.
They pay $100
because everybody wants quality.
I'm telling you, send this to the owner.
Yeah, I'm telling. And Mark Zuckerberg. Because think about it, when you start featuring on the road, most people sell a CD.
Right.
Everybody doesn't sell a DVD. I get requests for DVDs, which I didn't realize people even wanted a DVD, but because I have facial expressions, that doesn't translate to a CD all the time.
Well, now nobody does CDs anymore anyway. They got everything online. You download.
And you can download the stuff, yeah.
People don't buy CDs and put them in a machine anymore that I know of.
I got a buddy. He was like, man, he said, I'm thinking about getting wholesale USB drives.
Wow. That's...
And putting stuff on that and then selling that. He was like, then that way I could put two or three CDs on the same USB drive, and they can.
It's awful easy to delete.
And they can just buy that.
It's interesting. That
was my concern.
It's awful easy to lose or delete.
Yeah. I actually read like some 66% of people still prefer physical CDs, but the sales.
66.
Yeah, but the sales.
Well, they'll die off.
Yeah. Well, the sales don't prove that at all.
They probably used to say that about 8-track tapes.
It's a weird statistic. Like,
well, the problem with the sales is that people don't have to buy the CD anymore in order to get it, because you can get everything bootleg.
Yeah, you can go on YouTube.
But even people that like to have a CD player in their car will go on iTunes and then just burn them themselves. My laptop still has a CD burner in it.
Yeah, and there's
I don't use it a whole lot, but
a lot of cars now too are. I don't know if they're phasing out CD players yet. My car is not fresh, but. They have auxiliary ins or like a lot of the
Ford iPod. Ones. Yep. Yeah, they got USB ports.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. Yeah, no, USB ports.
It's going to phase it out. Yeah, it's going to phase the CDs out.
And
the
for the record, that does not work if you have a Mac and you reformat that USB drive.
Oh.
It does not work. It's only. It has to be whatever you get, leave it at that.
We're getting all kinds of knowledge.
Yeah, whatever you get, leave it at that, and then add the music, because you can't. Once you format it, it's over.
Well, this
sucks.
This has definitely been... A two-parter here.
Good.
Yeah, we got about 30 minutes on this one.
That's funny.
But yeah,
that wasn't a fat joke.
Thanks for all your time, guys. It was
You're
good.
Welcome.
You guys were very funny.
Thank you for caring.
Thank you, man. You know,
no problem. Thank you.
What we thought.
Yeah.
They heard us say goodnight, and it was like lights out.
That's subtle.
All right.
That's
us. And, thank you guys. Yeah, thank you. You guys were.
I think it'd be funny.